Hey, Nathan.
Hi, Boo.
It's 3:45 in the AM.
Yep.
So we decided to record a thing.
Yep. We just played competitive multiplayer at Uniracers. Uniracers.
Uniracers. Called Uniracers.
Uniracers. And NBA Jam.
And I kicked your ass at Uniracers.
Yeah, I kicked your ass at...
You screamed by in the very last seconds in NBA Jam.
Yeah, that's true. You can't beat an old SNES unless you've got a funky cable.
Don't have a boot. If you have a juke boot, you can beat a SNES.
Yep. Or just a weird Ashmic boot, which you see on your TV.
No, see, whenever we have that tournament we're talking about.
Yeah.
Just have two TVs and two SNESs, it's so dumb.
Yes. That'd be great. No, but then we have to get another Uniracer.
I have people.
Okay.
I don't, but we can.
Some people could be playing Battle Tetris while other people are playing.
Oh, Battle Tetris.
Uniracers while other people are playing NBA Jam.
We need to go buy all the SNES games from everybody.
Yeah. And we have to have some Mario Kart games as well.
Aren't those games like £5 or something?
What?
Aren't those games to be played like £5?
Probably.
Just go down with £50 and buy 10 of them?
Yeah, we should do that somehow.
We should do that tomorrow.
Yes. Only no, because I'm getting into that tomorrow. We were just discussing, for those just tuning in, to our conversation that we weren't having on
Edward.
I thought I was just saying Hedgehog, but I didn't. We were talking about how tomorrow I'm getting fiber optic broadband internets, so I will now have more than 2 megabyte of internet speeds.
And while that happens, my internet's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. I think you're just gonna like go on to your internet tomorrow, but it's not gonna work, so you're gonna go on your phone, and then it'll just be like a big thing on like Sky News just saying, well, TalkTalk ended yesterday. Screw you if you're using TalkTalk. Are you going to try to get like Infinity or?
Well, I was talking to my parents about what would happen if our internet did get cut off, and they were saying, yeah, we're thinking we'll go to Sky because it's cheap and we can afford it.
Okay.
So I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I might end up paying just for like, myself.
That's what I was going to say.
But I'm paying for everything myself in a minute.
Paying the electric bills.
Basically, I wouldn't be surprised if I walked in the house right now and they said I'm going to pay the electric bills.
Fair enough.
They're assholes.
Although you just say you are making more money than your dad.
My dad isn't making anything anymore. But I offered to give them £300. They didn't take it. The next day they came to me and said, you owe us £280. Why would you do that? That's the exact opposite of people. If people are awkward to ask other people for money, but if someone comes and offers you money, you'd be, oh, we can't accept that, but okay, we'll accept that.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Apparently the exact opposite. Why would they do that? That's why I keep giving them money for stuff like that.
It's probably, they feel bad just accepting, taking money from you.
They're not
but
in
if
a good...
they can, like, justify it with, oh, he owes us £280, then...
But it's justified with bullshit reasons.
Yeah.
So it makes me
but
not
that's
want
what people
money.
Do.
No.
Yes, it is.
People, not in this case.
People be like, they don't...
People be tripping.
People... Yes. They don't like the idea of just people giving them money. They don't like the idea of being charity or whatever. But if someone owes them money, then it feels good to get that money or something. I don't know.
It is, but it's not.
Like, if someone came up to you and was like, okay, I understand that you don't have enough money to live, so I'm going to give you some money even though I'm like 20 years younger than you or something. How old are your parents?
My dad's 50 at the end of the December 10th.
So if you were like 50 and some 19-year-old came up to you and basically said, I have more money than you and here's money, like you wouldn't really be like, you'd be like, oh, I've like kind of, my life kind of sucks.
Sure, but at least you've been out of a job for 3 years, you don't have much choice.
It's true.
It's like 3 seconds left.
Bye.
Bye, boy.